Posca had come so early in April, and there hadn't been enough warm weather, apparently, so the roses didn't quite know that it was spring yet, and thus they weren't in bloom as they are in typical fashion around Holy Friday. And it's important only because we need the rose petals to scatter in the services of Holy Friday and Holy Saturday. But we figured it out. We found rose petals. But it made me keenly aware of the fact that the roses weren't in bloom. And as I spent time at home in the week following Pascha, I noticed one of the rose bushes in our yard, that's a vining rose bush, that had, in fact, grown rapidly but not quite produced blossoms yet. But its branches had grown pretty extensively, and I hadn't even noticed it in the busyness of Lent and hadn't even really paid attention. But it became very apparent Tuesday when the winds picked up, and they were very strong winds. And this growth that was on this vining rose bush was all at the top, and combined with the weight and the wind were too much for the trellis that was upholding it. And the whole thing toppled over, and the metal trellis, in fact, bent and would not be straightened because it was bent now because of the weight and the wind. And its growth had produced a problem in our yard. It blocked the sidewalk, and it had to be addressed. And there's a principle that's here that sometimes growth does, in fact, produce problems in this rose bush and in the life of the church. In the epistle reading today from Acts, we hear how the early church grew. And guess what? When the early church grew, it faced problems as a result. The early disciples were immersed in the resurrection life of Christ. The resurrection of Christ had healed their souls. Christ's life had filled them with life eternal. And the resurrection of Christ connected them to one another in a spiritual unity. Resurrection life permeated from them and gave them hope. And a life that is lived in the light of Christ's resurrection, it experiences growth. It's a natural outflow of being in the light of Christ's resurrection. Just like a plant that's exposed to the sun grows naturally, so it is that when the human soul is exposed to the light of Christ's resurrection, it grows. And this was the case in the early church. There was internal growth, the kind that's hard to measure from the outside looking in, but there was also external growth as well. The opening line of the epistle text tells us, in those days when the disciples were increasing in number. So growth was happening. External growth was happening in their midst. And that growth happened because, in fact, they were living in the light of Christ's resurrection. There was no program of outreach that was put into place. There was not any evangelistic method that was undertaken. It just happened naturally. It's not that we're against these things per se, but we have to understand that growth is a natural outflow of the life of Christ, his resurrection light shining in our midst. Things had happened in their community. The fear of death was beginning to be dissipated in their midst, and fear in general. Sin did not hold power over them any longer. Christ was reigning in their midst in all the brightness of his resurrection life. When hungry and thirsty souls encounter believers like those early believers, people want what they have. People want to experience that same resurrection life that they were experiencing. It's because we as human beings do not like to live in fear or under the reign of sin. We don't like to be controlled by even sin itself. Human beings want to live in freedom. Human beings want to live out of the shadows and the darkness. And so when we witness in another human being the light of Christ, the life that is in Christ's resurrection, we want to partake of that same life. So naturally, the numbers of early disciples increased because the early disciples were living and walking in that reality of the resurrection life. And growth is natural in that context when the light of Christ is present. And growth is, in fact, evidence that that life is there. Resurrection life was vibrant in their midst, and so both internal and external growth took place. But there's a principle that emerges from this event. With growth also comes forms of problems, different kinds of problems. Growth presents its own set of problems. And there were certainly many wonderful things that were happening in the Christian community of Jerusalem, but there were some negative things that were happening as well. And they didn't let the positive overshadow the negative and pretend like the negative issues were not going on because look at all the positive things. And neither did they let the negative things overshadow the positive things that were, in fact, taking place. Those things continued. The negative things were problems to be solved. They were nothing catastrophic, not an insurmountable problem. But growth in their midst had produced a new problem, and that was those were being neglected in the food distribution. They addressed this problem quickly. The apostles gathered together and decided a course of action. Deacons would be ordained and assigned with this task. And from their midst, several of those deacons were in fact Hellenists themselves, ensuring that there wouldn't be a discrimination in the community. They didn't become overwhelmed by the problem, and they didn't lose sight of their goals and their priorities of the problem. And they didn't, why are we having problems? They just accepted that this is part of life, and they recognized the problem at hand and addressed it. They implemented a solution, and they moved on. It's really easy for us to allow a problem that is at hand to distract us from the very things that we need to do today. Problems in our life tend to be all-consuming, and this is not what the apostles did. It would have been wrong for the apostles to give too much time to this problem that could be solved pretty quickly, and with some diligence and some wisdom, it was put into effect, that solution. They didn't have time to participate in the food distribution any longer. They had to keep their priorities straight. And their priority was on prayer and teaching the Word of God. They weren't supposed to be distributing food. That was a job that could be easily given away to others upon themselves as their service and their ministry. It's easy for us of our goals and our priorities in the midst of facing a problem. It's easy to get entrenched on planning for a solution, but we have to recognize that even when we're facing problems in our life, and even when we need to plan for solutions, we still have to be faithful to the day-to-day duties and responsibilities that God has given us. We don't give up everything else and take a hiatus from everything else in our life simply because we're facing this one problem now. We keep our priorities responsibilities, and we still them and faithfully where we are living our life, addressing the things that we need to address, and at the same time, looking at how to solve the problem that is at hand. See, life produces growth, and with growth will always come problems. That's simply how it is, and we shouldn't be troubled by this reality or surprised if it should ever happen to us. Rather, we should be prepared for that reality and recognize that it is an inevitable part of the process of growth. When we open our hearts to the resurrection of Christ, growth will start to happen in our hearts. But as we start to grow, even internally, guess what? We face our own set of internal problems. The problems don't go away. They come to us as a result that we are in fact growing. It doesn't mean that what we're doing isn't working. It doesn't mean that the efforts that we are making are not worth it. Problems are evidence that we are in fact growing and going in the right direction. And like the early disciples, we have to keep on that steady and faithful course. Like the early disciples, with some prayer and some godly wisdom, we can solve whatever problem we might be facing. It's likewise true on a corporate level. The more that we as a community open our collective heart to the resurrection, growth happens. Internal growth happens in our midst, in our own hearts, and external growth happens as well as people desire to experience that same life that we are experiencing in Christ. They desire to experience the resurrection light. When growth happens, we need to recognize that problems come along with that growth. We have to be prepared for this as well. And like the early disciples, we need to continue to pray and seek godly wisdom and address the problems as they come our way. Not forgetting everything else, simply addressing the problem and moving on. The early disciples experienced growth because they were living the life of Christ, living in the light of the resurrection. So let us likewise this morning open our hearts to the light of Christ's resurrection. Let us collectively open our heart to the life that is in Christ's resurrection. If we do these things, if we open our hearts to the light and life that is in Christ, we too will grow in the radiance of Christ's resurrection. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Christ is risen.